what we strive for to give lead time for sailors is a 4 to 6 months lead time. And at the end of the year, we were able to work towards that amount. And when we crossed into the fiscal year in October, we had about 4 to 6 months for a select few, on average about 4 month lead time for most folks. And that's why the CR just kind of reared its head recently in PCS. We had most of our orders written out starting for this fiscal year in October. And then as the CR indications are the CR going for a full year possibly or however it may translate to now, the amount of dollars that we would see to get for PCS are less. And if that is indeed the case, then we say, well, we can't continue to write out, say, for people who are in August or September right now.
Well, if you would fill in the cause and effect for me a little bit more, why specifically does operating at the CR funding level mean shorter lead times for PCS, permanent change of station, as you guys call it?
Basically, the CR translates to how much money we can get for manpower and personnel type activities, you know, the MPN account for the Navy, the permanent change of station is a piece of the MPN account, and when we have a budget from last year, a CR that continues us at that level, it just doesn't translate into the dollars for a whole budget for this fiscal year. For instance, our budget for the year for PCS would be about $650 million. So if we had that amount, we would be able to move the folks that we need to with the lead time that we have. Based on the CR, if we're looking at something significantly less, say in the couple $100 million range, we just don't have the checkbook here to be able to write the orders for the people in order to execute what we know we have to do out there.
From what I gather, the biggest changes here are going to be for enlisted sailors, right? From what I understand, a two-month lead time for orders is not uncommon for a lot of officers.
Yeah, again, another good question and good observation. The 4 to 6 month lead time that we shoot for is really an average against across officer and enlisted. And I'd say it's an average because most people should expect to see that. When you mentioned some officers may see shorter lead time, there are some things that occur with, say, a selection or slating. Someone's going to be picked for a certain job, and those slates happen at a certain time. That may indeed, like you said, result in 2 months lead time. The people who do get shorter lead time typically know it well in advance, and this has happened throughout time, so they're able to plan for that. But on average, we like to see 4 to 6 months for the majority of the folks.
Beyond the actual writing of the orders, is this impacting the logistics of moves for service members, moving household goods and some of the other costs that the Navy has to pay when it moves a sailor from station to station?
I'm not sure that we're seeing an impact on the logistics. What we could see is if for some reason we don't move people this year and have to then defer moves until next year, if that were to play out, you could see an organization out there that handles the moves, you know, the companies that come and pack you up are ready for a summer surge. And if there's no summer surge and then they're not prepared for one in the beginning of the year, October, November of the new fiscal year, that could create a challenge logistically for those folks.
So if, God forbid, we do end up with a full year CR, what are some of the other personnel challenges that the Navy might face? Have you guys planned for that? I'm sure the answer is yes.
Right. Well, certainly for us, the part I can talk to is for PCS, and we're looking at if we do have a severely restricted PCS budget, if that's the way it flows from a CR, you know, what do we do? And we'd look at being able to move maybe only 1 in 3 people from here to the end of the year that would normally roll based on the money available. And the challenge or the burden comes really to the sailor when they summertime is approaching and they want to get their orders ahead of time so they can move while the kids are out of school. Creates a real challenge, the short lead time, especially for people who are moving overseas. There's a fair amount of planning that's required, and getting that lead time is essential to pull it off. So it'll be some rough waters.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys are hearing a lot from sailors on this. Can you talk a little bit more about what their concerns have been up until now and what challenges it presents for them and their families?
Right. The challenges that come right off the top, and pretty active on Facebook, the comments and the posts that we see, and what we hear through detailers talking with their sailors is, as I mentioned, the screening for overseas, the impact on being able to move over the summer while kids are out of school. Home sales are a real issue. Someone finally gets a buyer for a home. They plan to be out, but now they're told they may not move, and so they're wondering what they're going to do.
And same question as before, but replace full-year CR with quote-unquote government shutdown. What's the scenario there? How do you guys at Navy Personnel Command get impacted? Are you an essential service that would continue to function status quo?
That's a good question. I'm not sure that I'd be able to comment to that. I know that we have a budget we execute to, and if someone says, here's your budget, we'll flex to whatever it is and have to work with the impacts that it may cause if it's short of the requirement. If I do know this, if we do get a budget and it looks like what was put in for FY11, we'll be in good shape when it comes to PCS.